Sunder, instead of simply accepting as information correspondence from the town of Bowdoin to participate in its upcoming parade, council unanimously approved a motion accepting the invitation. But in the absence of an official municipal float for participation in parades, administration will consider some potential options to present to council for consideration at a later date. The Bowdoin Days Parade is scheduled for Saturday, July 16, with this year's theme being The Year of the Garden. The letter, addressed to Mayor Richard Warnock and co-signed by parade coordinators Jen Mashing and Allison Feeguth, said the theme was selected to celebrate the Canadian Nursery Landscape Association's 100th anniversary, and added participants are encouraged to incorporate that theme into their entries and attire. Chris Albert, Director of Corporate Services, said during the March 28 meeting that council could choose either to accept the correspondence for information or commit to participating in the parade. "Don't we always go?" asked Cown. Chris Vardas. Mayor Richard Warnock confirmed council's traditional participation in the Sunder Pro Rodeo Parade but didn't recall venturing out to other community parades. "Not in the last term that I was on council anyway," said Warnock, who prior to being elected mayor last October had served one term as a councillor. Cown. Jamie Marr told her colleagues she had recently attended a meeting of the ad hoc committee struck by Sunder communities in bloom, and asked if delegating might be suitable in this instance. "After all, not only is Sunder as Five Bloom community, but the Bowdoin Days Parade's theme is right up communities in Bloom's Alley," said Marr. Cown. Todd Dahlke said he appreciated the invitation, and spoke in favor of making arrangements for the town to prepare a float, perhaps in coordination between council and administration. "We do need to support our local areas," said Dahlke, adding he once upon a time would attend Bowdoin's parade every year when he lived in Innisfail. Dahlke proceeded to motion for council to accept the invitation. Cown. Owen Peterson spoke in favor of the motion and asked administration whether any related expenses might be allocated from, for example, tourism or promotions. "We will bring some ideas forward," said Albert, adding July is not that far away. "As far as I know, we do not have any sort of floats for Sunder built. We'd have to see." Marr pointed out the Shady Grove Bluegrass Music Festival is also scheduled for that weekend and asked whether there might be any timing conflicts either for staff or council members. The motion nevertheless ended up carrying unanimously, with the conversation to continue at a later date once administration has options to present council.